Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Stephanie Lule joins us from Block Club Chicago. And let's start with the surprise in Lincoln Square. Stephanie?
Yes, good morning, Bob. Neighbors on Wednesday in Lincoln Square were shocked to see a landscaper mowing over part of Winnemac Park's natural prairie. And even they even intervened to try and stop it, which led to this very tense scene. When neighbors arrived at the park, they asked the landscaper what he was doing, and they urged him to stop. And he responded, you know, I'm just doing my job. And that turned out to be true because park district officials told us it was necessary to cut back this natural prairie area to reduce weed pressure on the native seedlings. But neighbors say that even if that needed change was needed, it really could have been better communicated ahead of time so neighbors didn't panic.
Yeah, that habitat has been around for almost 30 years, hasn't it?
That's right.
5100 North Levitt is what we're talking about. Let's talk about the nice reunion at O'Hare Airport that took place yesterday morning.
Oh, yes, I love this one, Bob. After 63 years, a surprising match on Ancestry.com led Chicagoan Charisse Irving to discover her father is 89-year-old Reverend William Chico Higgins Jr., who now lives in Arizona. Charisse Irving grew up believing another man who fathered her siblings was also her father, but she said she always felt different from her family, and at 15, her sister revealed to her that the man that she believed was her father just simply wasn't. Fast forward to this year, Charisse's daughter was researching their roots on Ancestry.com when she discovered her mother had a 50% match to this man in Arizona, and it turned out to be Chico Higgins, her father.
Wow.
Incredible. Yesterday, they reunited, and Charisse said at 63, she finally feels like she's coming alive.
You can read more about that very cool story at blockclubchicago.org. And finally, there is a local artist for everyone this year at Lollapalooza, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right. I can't believe it's almost time for Lolla to take over Grant Park, but it's happening so soon. And this year, there are five artists and bands with local ties playing the fest. And we've got the scoop on who all these impressive acts are. You know, they include DJs, drill rap artists, indie bands, and even the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra. And you can see the full list and learn about all the artists, whether you're hitting up Lolla or not, at our site, blockclubchicago.org.
Find out what your kids are up to there. BlockClubChicago.org. Stephanie Lule, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Have a great one, Bob.